Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
No! Thank you. If the preacher don't go, I'll journey on. If the preacher don't go, I'll journey on. If the preacher don't go, I'll journey on.
Flavoured start to the show this week. This is Spinning Jazz, and that was the fabulous Keynotes on MPS Records, recorded in San Francisco in 1971, came out in 73. That was Canaan's Land. The album is called Get On That Gospel Train. It featured George Duke on the keyboards and Hadley Callaman on the flute. Before that, it was Charlie Mingus from 62 on Atlantic Records from his album Oh Yeah. The track we heard was Ecclesiastics, and Mingus was on the piano and vocals. Roland Kirk was on flute, Siren tenor sax, Manzello and Stritch, Booker Irvin on tenor sax, Jimmy Nepper on trombone, Doug Watkins playing the bass on this one for Charlie Mingus, who was playing piano, of course, and Danny Richmond was playing the drums. And we started off with another one from the Keynotes. That was Lord, I Want to Be Ready. It's Spinning Jazz, it's Pete Evans, it's Sheffield Live. Thank you.
Thank you.
1966, Impulse Records title track from the album Spellbinder. That's Gabo Szabo on the guitar, Chico Hamilton at the drums, Victor Pantoja on Latin percussion, and Ron Carter playing the bass. Before that, the classic, of course, from 1963, December, Blue Note Records, as title track from the album The Sidewinder, a classic piece of jazz boogaloo. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, Barry Harris on the piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Billy Higgins playing the drums. Lee Morgan's composition, of course. And next up on Spinning Jazz, it's some 2026 UK Magic from Andy Hay. I'm
Thank you.
Well, it's my firm belief that you can never have too much Lee Morgan. That's our second track featuring Lee this morning here on Spinning Jazz, and that was from 1969, although it didn't come out until 1980, and it has just been released last week as the latest offering in the Tone Poet Blue Note series. It's Larry Young from his album Mothership, and that was a tune called Love Drops, featuring Lee Morgan on trumpet, Herbert Morgan, no relation, on the tenor saxophone, Larry Young on organ, and Eddie Gladden playing the drums. That was Love Drops, and before that, a beautiful piece from 2026, just come out, self-released by drummer Andy Hay. Andy was playing drums, percussion and acoustic guitar, Lee Relf on soprano and alto saxophone, Helen Pillinger on tenor sax, Alan Cookie Baker on the keyboards, Peter Churchman on electric guitar and steel slide, and Nicky Dupuy on double bass and accordion. Recorded at Hillside Crescent in Bailey Hill, Wales. Recorded, mixed and mastered by Andy Hay, actually in the autumn of 2025. The album is Apple Pie, and the tune we heard was the beautiful Hearts. And we're going to head up to 10 o'clock with another groover here on Spinning Jazz. It's Sheffield Live, final all the way between now and 11. Spinning Jazz with me, Pete Evans, each and every Sunday between 9 and 11.
Rubber, rubber vibe. From Abeokuta City.
Translation to original English.
From Abeokuta City.
We'll be right back. Listen, two people, they are up to.